Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 24, Bulawayo in Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 30 degrees.
M1 southbound, slow moving traffic towards the Crown Interchange, and there was a crash near Athol Oaklands as well. Slow moving traffic.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has called on political and government leaders to prioritise policies fostering economic growth. Speaking at the African United Business Confederation Roundtable in Sandton today, Mashatile emphasised collaboration across sectors to spur economic and trade.
A stable political environment is critical for investor confidence and also for economic growth. Your responsibility as leaders in the private sector is to foster entrepreneurship and innovation, both of which are vital to economic expansion, also in job creation.
Motorists, listen up. The Energy Department says petrol prices will be hiked by 37 cents a litre come midnight. This means a litre of petrol in Gauteng will now cost R25.49 per litre. Diesel prices will, however, decrease by between 30 and 36 cents a litre. Now, South Africans will hopefully be able to enjoy lower fuel prices in the second half of the year. That's according to FNB senior economist Koketso Mano. Mano says the war in the Middle East and the uncertainty ahead of this month's elections are just two of the main contributors to the petrol price hike.
Once the risk associated with the elections potentially subsides and we get a Fed rate cut, the rand is likely to recover from what we estimate to be a harshly undervalued position. This would not only support lower fuel inflation, but also broader cost pressures in the economy and inevitably lower interest rates. So we still look forward to some relief for the consumer in the second half of this year, but the situation remains precarious.
The Botswana High Commissioners thanked the South African government and those involved in the repatriation of 45 people who were killed in a bus crash in Limpopo. The accident occurred on the eve of the Easter long weekend. The bus plunged off a bridge and caught fire. An 8-year-old girl was the sole survivor. For more, go to jackarendev.fm.com and click on news. Kasata is calling on the Electoral Commission and police to urgently investigate allegations of forgery by the MK party. The party allegedly submitted fraudulent signatures in fulfillment of the candidate nomination requirements. A criminal complaint has since been filed with the police. Yes, Kasata's Matthew Parks.
The IEC and the police need to act swiftly to investigate these reports, and if they are true, to take action, including sanctions against the culprits as per criminal laws and the affected party as required by the Electoral Act. They need to take the nation into confidence as a matter of urgency with elections due to take place within 4 weeks. What we can't accept is for criminals to make a mockery of the Constitution and the rule of law any further.
And we end off with news abroad. The U.S. State Department has found 5 units of the Israeli military responsible for gross violations of human rights in individual incidents, but says they will continue receiving U.S. military backing. The incidents took place outside of Gaza before the current war. I'm Chanel September Netweerdie Hoofnuus. Die eer adjunk president Paul Mashatile het 'n beroep op politieke en regeringsleiers gedoen om beleid wat ekonomiese groei bevorder voorop te stel.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM. Barney Simon.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting, why'd you take so long to tell me?